As the Olympic torch continues its way across the world, surrounded by a coterie of track-suited Chinese security guards, many are calling for a boycott of the opening ceremony of the Games in Beijing in the light of human rights abuses in Tibet. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg has become the latest Czech politician to add his voice to those calls. Rob Cameron has this report.
Karel Schwarzenberg is the latest politician to speak out over the Olympics, and he's done so in no uncertain terms. After a meeting in Paris with his French counterpart Bernard Kouchner, Mr. Schwarzenberg went so far as to compare this year's Beijing Olympics with the Berlin Olympics, organised by Nazi Germany.
All European nations should have learned enough of a lesson from 1936 when Hitler used the Olympic Games to his favor. He had an excellent propaganda filmmaker in Leni Riefenstahl, and that film about the Olympics was superb, but such wanton abuse of the Olympic ideals for propaganda purposes, this should never happen again.
Mr. Schwarzenberg said he had nothing against Czech athletes themselves participating in the sporting events in Beijing, but he said he was strongly against politicians acting as unpaid extras in the televised spectacular of the opening ceremony. He also said the EU should receive the Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, at the highest level, something that will deeply anger the Chinese authorities. High-level Czech participation in the Olympic opening ceremony is looking increasingly unlikely. President Václav Klaus has already ruled out his presence because of a scheduled hip operation. That leaves Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, who says the matter will be decided by the cabinet. The following is taken from a statement released by the Prime Minister's office.
I have no intention of damaging the interests of our sportsmen and women who are preparing themselves in earnest for the Games. Their participation in the Games is unrelated to my decision on whether or not to attend the opening ceremony, and I wish them success in any event. A decision on whether the Prime Minister, as the representative of the Czech Republic, should take part in the opening ceremony or not will be a decision taken by the whole government after detailed analyses. I'm not in the habit of making cheap gestures, and I don't intend to make one in the case of the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games.
The government says there's no date yet on when that decision will be taken. But judging by statements made so far to the media, the majority of ministers are very much against the Prime Minister representing the Czech Republic in Beijing. That would leave Education and Sports Minister Ondřej Liška, whose Green Party hung the Tibetan flag outside the Czech Parliament this year to the fury of the Chinese embassy. Ondřej Liška has already made it quite clear he's not going.
That's what the politicians have to say, but what about the athletes themselves?